Live from QED in Astoria, Queens, it's Dave Hill, History Fluffer.
Or should we start it?
You can start.
Should we wait for Chris to get up?
Yeah, normally we do, but he's... I think Chris has been a little lazy lately.
He can hear you.
Oh.
He can...
Hi, Chris.
Here he is.
Chris started
the stage. Mr. Chris Gersbeck.
It's the least... It's the most kind of like 14-year-old boy, like...
Well, he's been jumping into the breach. Has anyone, some of you have seen this incredible, groundbreaking show before? Oh, yeah. So, well, thank you for, someone's leaving all right. No, there is coming back from the bathroom.
That's not good.
I'm Dave Hill. No, thank you. Give yourselves a hand. And to my right is the lovely and talented Jim Biederman. And normally, on my left is the lovely and talented Jody Lennon, but Jody is dealing with, she's on house arrest right now. She has been for the past
she has. They're talking about getting rid of the ankle thing.
Oh, I don't think that's a good idea.
What the judge said.
I don't recommend that at all.
Why, you think she...
I think she'll run.
She needs the discipline.
I absolutely think she'll run.
Well, I talked to her lawyer the other day. And they're
Ron,
yeah.
Yeah.
And they're gonna put a a motion or something? I'm not a lawyer, but they're gonna put a motion up.
But arguably one of the greatest legal minds in the room right now.
I just like the law. And I didn't go to law school, but I did study law.
In what regard?
What part of the law?
Yeah, yeah.
Real estate law, corporate law, entertainment law. Murder law.
It's
murder law.
Murder. That's
the
a
law.
Discipline.
The law of when
studying
you,
murder.
Yeah.
What are the laws of?
You strangle. You can strangle them. You can shoot them.
No wait. No. This sounds like methods of murder. But isn't the law of murder that you can't do it.
It's
against. Yeah, you can't do it. There's one law of murder. Don't do that.
No, there's manslaughter. There's second degree manslaughter. There's accidental manslaughter.
Isn't manslaughter always accidental? I thought that was the whole thing.
Right.
See, that was a trick question.
Yeah.
Don't you think manslaughter sounds grosser than, like, that sounds worse than murder, doesn't it?
It sounds like you eviscerated someone.
Yeah, that always
and
sounds.
And by the way, and then ate them.
Yeah, and then shit them out, and then had sex with the shit.
Right.
And then that's manslaughter.
Then ate him again.
That's called manslaughter.
This show is taking a horrible
turn. It's from the German.
Mindslaughter. That sounds like a good name for a heavy metal band.
It does, isn't it?
Mindslaughter. But my point is...
Yes. Jody's under
Jody
house arrest.
Jody can't be here. She's on house arrest. And so jumping into the breach once again is the lovely and talented Chris Gersbeck.
And Chris launched a company.
He what?
He launched a company.
Production company. You could say launched. I just decided to.
Hang on a second. It's called bullshit. Just bullshit your way.
Just go with it. Isn't it? They have fake
until
you make it.
I created a Facebook page, and
that's all it takes. I have a Facebook page.
What's it called? Humble Incorporated. What's it called?
Dumb Productions.
Dumb.
Oh, dumb.
Maybe I should rethink.
Dumb Productions.
Dump. You're saying it sounds like dump.
Yeah, dump.
That's like when I call somebody that's not like my friend,
yeah.
And I say my name is Dave. They say Steve. On the phone?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's not a good story. I hope to tell that story on The Moth one day, so I wanted to test it out.
You're just trying it out.
Test it out on you guys. Do you think that has legs to tell?
It does. Can I just give a note?
I don't have that much more, but
I have a note. Can I give a note
on to it? You know what I mean? What?
The setup, you should say you're on the phone first.
Okay, I'm on the phone.
Right.
With, what am I doing?
You're with a friend.
Bed, bath. No. My whole point is If it's a friend, they would know my name is Dave.
Right. Hey, Dave. Right.
Yeah, but if I call Bed Bath & Beyond, let's say.
Sure. How many? By the way, how many times a week do you call them?
What's today?
Thursday.
I've called about 6 times.
Wow. That's week. Only...
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So you're Week's on the phone with over. Bed Bath & Beyond.
And I say...
Service, customer service, or a specific department?
I say, like, yeah, I want to come by and pick up, like, a... I don't know, what, like a...
I like that you announce your visits.
Well, I'd like to have them ready. Ready. Like, have,
oh,
like,
see.
A...
I see. I'm going to get a comforter or a trash bag.
Sure.
And I want to have them ready. And they go, what's your name?
Dave Hill.
And I go,
and
Steve.
And they say, Steve Hell. They always think I said Steve Hell. That's a kind of a cool name. Steve Hell.
Steve Hell? Steve Hell.
Yeah.
The lead singer of Mindslaughter.
That's exactly right. It's
a great band.
It writes itself.
We only need 3 more members of that band.
Chris?
Yes.
You could be. Maybe
I play drums.
You play. Okay, you can be in Mindslaughter.
Chris Gersbeck sounds like it could be the drummer.
Yeah.
So, let's start the show. This is History
Fluffer.
Yeah,
the show has not started, by the way. Let's be clear. The show, this is us, you know, helmets and sweats, just getting tossing the ball around on game day.
Yeah.
But before we get out there on the gridiron.
Right.
And play the game.
Right. This is History Fluffer. This is the show where we explore Dave Hill's incredible life. And I've done this intro so many times, but you have been at the nexus point of so many important movements, both artistic as well as political or just social movements, and also artistic movements.
Yeah.
You told us how you were at the birth of the CBGBs.
CBGBs, yeah. Yeah, the famous punk rock
band.
Club. Which originally I had hoped to open at Newark Airport.
Right.
But we got sidetracked and I had to open it on the
And you didn't really see it originally as a rock and roll.
No, it was meant to be like a family, place for people on the go, family friendly.
Right.
Get snacks, snacker teasers,
bloomin'
onion type thing, just fun, quick.
What does CBGB stand for? It's
cheeseburger, garden salad, and cheeseburger,
bacon.
Garlic, garden salad, BLT.
It's been a while.
And other meals for underage girls,
right?
Which again. That I
what
that
you meant
was trying to imply that it was a
family friendly, right?
And people took that the wrong
underage
way.
Girls meaning
took that the wrong way,
right? If they were underage, they're obviously going to be there with their parents. I understand
exactly
that.
Right. Yeah,
you remember the Beatles
briefly, a hard Dave's night.
Yes,
we used to say
that's clever.
Well, John and Paul and. And
you don't remember their names? You don't remember?
George,
do you remember their names?
George and the other one. They didn't like that joke too much at all. But no, I do remember most of their names. Yeah. Still in touch with some of them to this day.
Well, there's only 2 of them left. And also you...
The joke between you and me is there was only 2 of them in the first place.
It's true.
Yeah.
Funny because it's true.
Yeah. No, I take that back.
But tonight we have a really fascinating story. I'm going to start at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to go right to the beginning and you tell me how we get there. But
it's like that movie Memento.
Yeah. Mm. You were central. I'm going to start at the end. I'm going to go right back to the beginning. But you were central in the creation or development or whatever the word would be. Of what we now know as the internet.
That's exactly right. The internet. How many people, just by a show of hands, use the internet? Not, just a couple in the front?
Just a few. There's one.
And when I say the internet, I'm counting Instagram and any apps on your phone. Any
so you're
phone apps.
You're not just counting the backbone, the internet as
I'm
we
counting any apps also just apps
so you but you didn't create the apps
I did create the Yelp app.
You did? Really?
Yeah.
Well, let's put this...
And Angry Birds.
Well, that's a great game. You told me roughly 1968.
Yeah.
Is where this story starts?
Yeah, 1967 and a half. That's roughly coming up on about so 6 months June away.
A brilliant improv.
From 1968.
Okay.
Yeah, I was working... Let me ask you this, Jim. Chris, you and I'm asking both. When I say let me ask you this, Jim, what I mean is let me ask you also.
Right, I understand.
Right. So have you heard of it, Jim? Have you heard of the CIA?
Sure, of course. Of course.
Yes? Yeah. CIA. Central Intelligence.
Right.
You're getting it close, yeah. I mean, yeah, the CIA agency.
This is what?
The CIA agency.
Okay. Yeah.
So you've heard of the CIA?
Yes, our government's run spy agency.
Okay, you're simplifying it, but that's not all that. Do you know? Have you heard? Do you know what animatronics are?
Sure. It's robots, basically.
Well, you're simplifying it a little bit, but so I headed up the animatronics branch of the CIA.
There was the CIA was into animatronics for spy purposes.
Once I got yes, no.
Okay.
Yeah. So a lot of CIA guys, it's a lot of covert missions,
sure,
right?
Sure. You're in deep undercover.
Deep. Like a lot of people this is how undercover the CIA is. Did either of you guys know that I was in the CIA?
No, I don't.
Before I mentioned it. No. Yeah, that's
amazing.
That's incredible, yeah.
Yeah. It's
talk about a cover. So your cover is that you're a musician and comedian, but that you really...
I think more like entertainer, comedian, musician, actor,
author, right.
Radio host.
Right.
I used to tweet, but I can't.
Tweet?
Legally. Not legally allowed to do that anymore.
At least under your name.
Not under my name.
And then...
I really appreciate
but you're in the CIA?
The moan of disappointment.
I think it says something.
You'd think they'd cut you some slack considering you invented the internet.
That's the irony of it. Banned from Twitter. Invented the internet.
Maybe that's why.
And basically killed by the internet.
Sure.
So I was working... So CIA guys, like, it's super...
You're deep undercover.
Deep undercover.
You're probably having a lot of anxiety issues about it.
Oh my God. It's super like all these, everyone, every man, woman, and
don't say child.
There was a couple kids.
There were?
Yeah. Wow.
There were children undercover working for the CIA.
Yeah. You want to see a stressed out little kid.
Yeah. I would imagine.
You gunned down five Russian mobsters in a basement in front of a child.
And the kid's seven or eight years old.
Oh, my God. He will not shut up about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The kids come from? Were they recruited or did they volunteer?
Do you know the Fame School?
LaGuardia?
Performing arts.
Yeah, we usually got them from there. but
it sounds like you bought them.
No, just the application thing.
Sure.
But it was super stressful. Yeah. And these people away from their families, away from their friends for the longest time ever. Like a lot of seriously long times, right?
Sure.
So what is the best way to relieve stress? Just let's ask the audience members first to see if anyone...
I was going to say masturbation, but...
Oh, well, does anyone, any other answers? You can answer masturbation also if that is the answer that you wanted.
I mean, that's what we were all thinking.
I know. I only say what you're thinking, so that's my bit. I say what you're thinking. So drinking, masturbating, anything
else?
Any
other ways to...
Animatronics.
You're jumping the gun a little bit, but you're not wrong. Any other answers?
Petting dogs.
It's actually a really good answer.
That is a great answer.
That's a good answer.
Did they have any therapy dogs in the CIA for anxious, deep undercover agents?
Yes and no. We had a therapy animatronic dog
named
Pepe.
Pepe?
Pepe.
Pepe, yeah. He was like a French, he was made up to look like a French poodle, but then he stood upright like a waiter. Like a French, it was very, you had to see it. So, okay, to answer your question, the number one stress reliever
It was your question.
Okay. It was my question. To answer my question.
Yes.
The number one stress reliever is not masturbation, drinking, petting a dog, but the main one is pizza parties. Pizza parties.
Sure.
That's true. It's hard to be upset at a pizza
party. Yeah, you can't.
I'm going to be upset. Let's do a little role playing here. So I'm an agent for the agency, the company, and
the CIA agency. Yeah,
and I'm in Prague. I'm based in Prague.
In Prague, right.
But I'm deep undercover.
Okay, yeah, I'm deep. None of the other people, your roommates, no one in your building knows that you're CIA guy at all.
So I'm really undercover. Mm. I've got to imagine. I'm. It's Cold War. I'm fighting the communists.
Oh my god, yeah.
And I've got to imagine there's a lot of stress. I have a lot of stress.
It's super stressful.
So I come home to my safe apartment, my safe house, and I walk in and I find
a pizza party.
Oh.
I provide for you and your closest friends.
Right, I have five.
Okay, who's like your favorite? Who's your best friend?
Ricard.
Ricard.
Maria.
That's your mistress.
That's my mistress.
Okay.
Tomas.
This is hypothetical, but yeah, Tomas. But hypothetical, Tim, but quick to answer Tim, about the mistress.
Tim.
Tim, sure.
Yeah.
And who's your favorite relative, let's say?
My uncle.
Your uncle.
Tony.
Tony. Yeah. Uncle Tony. Okay. So I surprised you with Uncle Tony.
Wow. So, okay, walk in.
Yeah.
Pizza party. My five friends are there. My Uncle Tony from the United States.
And your mistress is there.
And my mistress, Maria.
Elephant in the room. No one's saying a word about it.
Uncle Tony's not, even though
he knows you're happily married.
Right. Maria and I air kiss like there's not really
anything. Right, nothing going on.
Is there alcohol involved or is it?
Well, I was getting that. Okay. What are your favorite toppings on pizza?
I hate being put on the spot.
No, if you had to say, they don't even have to be your personal favorite piece.
Oh, not mine, just a
piece.
They
can just be like in your fictional world, that you can have other favorites than are your actual favorites.
Pepperoni.
Okay, pepperoni. We do a pepperoni.
Well, that's amazing.
But yeah. Chris, what are your, and pretend you're one of the five friends.
I was going to say pepperoni. That's my favorite.
Okay, we'll do two pepperoni pizzas. How boring a party is that? Fine.
Everyone's happy.
Okay, we do that, and then we throw in some garlic knots.
Right.
Because I don't want little twists of garlic, and when you're like, well, I don't have enough
I don't like that.
I don't know if I want like a whole slice, or I could use just like a little snack. It's garlic. Throw them in.
I'm not gonna do that. But
do a salad, and then we do open bar, all inclusive.
This is all in my apartment, in my safe house.
In your apartment.
Yeah. It's like a backyard bouncy room.
We do the bouncy castle.
Oh wow.
Yeah, yeah. And we have the animatronics.
And there's an animatronic
band.
A band.
Yep. Playing all. What's your favorite band?
Musical style or
yeah, what other style is there? How hard could this be?
Skiffle.
That's a style of music. I mean a band. That you really like.
From
all time. What name a band that you enjoy? Do you like the Rolling Stones?
Sure, the Rolling Stones.
Okay. The animatronic band.
I'm just, you know what? I'm feeling the anxiety.
The animatronic band. Yeah, but the animatronic band, there's a tiger that plays banjo.
Uh-huh.
There's a cougar that plays drums.
But these are robots.
These are all, yes, but it's all cats, right? And then they play Rolling Stones songs.
Right. That's cool.
They play I Cat Get No Satisfaction. You cat always get what you want. Yeah, they do. Yeah, it's a fun
painted cat.
Painted cat. Yeah, they do. Yeah. Cat to you. Yeah.
Cat to you.
Beast of Burden.
Yeah, that one's actually the same. Yeah. But we
so
do
it's just
we,
cats.
The
it's
last verse is Feast of Burden.
Feast
it's
of
about,
Burden.
Oh, there we go.
Feast of Burden, yeah. So it's a tiger. Fancy Feast of Burden.
We do. There's a tiger. There's a lion. Yeah. There's a cougar. Uh-huh. There's a panther.
Uh-huh.
There's a...
Because in nature, they would never get along.
Oh, my God. No. That's what's so funny about
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
it's
amazing.
You're like, oh, my God. Wouldn't get along in real life, right. But they make a pretty great band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're all type A. They're all type A.
You always get you want. Hey, get off of my litter box. Yeah, and they just like cat-themed versions of Rolling Stone songs.
Sure.
Do they sing, or is it just all meowing?
It's all meowing, but I do work. Yeah, so they're like, meow, 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 meow.
Oh, they're doing the instrumental?
No, now that I think about it, no, they don't. They but they do sing in
meows.
Hey, meow, you, meow, get off of my
So they're more backup to your...
Yeah, I did the means,
right.
The heavy lifting. Right. Yeah.
So what does the tiger play? Banjo, you said, I think is what you said?
Tiger plays banjo, and he's like, and then he... And there was like... Yeah, yeah. And but yeah, but it was get... you. But you get it, though. The Rolling Stones, you cat...
No, I got that part.
I cat no, get I no... Catisfaction.
Yeah, no, I get it. I got it.
So I
walked in. There's a pizza. It's a pepperoni pizza. Two pepperoni pizzas.
And you're like, oh my God.
Oh my God. My favorite pepperoni.
Does someone else here like pepperoni pizza? And
Chris does.
Actually, I
do. And I go, Chris does.
But and then we make, if some people want other kinds, if someone has like a, name another kind of pizza. Like a, I like,
boy,
the way I like onions.
Onions,
mushrooms, and peppers. That's what I like on a pizza.
Okay, well, we
so
can have one of those.
If I came to the party, that's what
That'd
I
be
would
good.
Have.
Okay, so we have two pepperoni.
Sometimes I get like basil or garlic, or I like a margarita pizza.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
We could have one of those.
Yeah.
So I come in, hard day's work, the pizza, the Rolling Stones, all is as in feline.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so it's kind of I can feel the tension washing off of me.
Yeah, you're just like, oh my God, party. I shot a bunch of Russian mobsters in front of a child.
Right.
So I put on these parties and it's going on for a while, and I would throw parties. Say you're in Prague,
mm-hmm.
I would do parties in Prague all the time. I would do parties right outside of Prague. Right. Sometimes I would do parties. I'd fly to London.
So you're saying like at the end of my party in Prague. I go to work the next day.
I'm going to work, but I'm putting on another party in London, say, or just outside of London.
Okay, so.
Or I might be going to Tokyo.
Right.
Or just outside of Tokyo.
Right. Okay,
or I might be coming here to New York.
Right.
Or just outside of
New York.
New York. Or
about,
I might be going
Madrid
to
or?
Madrid or just outside. Actually, in Madrid, but most of the parties were right in Madrid.
Okay.
And then, or I'd be going to Lisbon or right outside of Lisbon.
Why don't you just say, I would get on a plane and go to the greater New York area.
That seems like I'm being vague.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
Don't you think? That sounds like I flew into White Plains Airport,
which
no one has ever done ever in the history of time.
Are you... So you're traveling around the world spreading joy, I guess?
In most cases.
Anxious, downtrodden, deep undercover CIA agents.
CIA agents. Yeah.
Is this sponsored by the agency, or is this something you just do by yourself? Because I wasn't clear about that.
You know, that's the thing about the agency is it's so hush-hush. A lot of the times, even I didn't know.
Really?
Were you in charge of organizing everything, or were you assigned?
Wait, hang on. How could you not know?
Vague. You know, they would...
What was vague? When they would tell you to go to London or outside of London?
Yeah, no, just some. There were some times when I'd walk into that party with a stack of pizzas, not even sure.
Uh-huh.
I had gotten the topics.
So I'm not
right.
laughing at you.
No. No.
I you know what? I'm surprised. By the way, I wanted to tell you, thank you, because at my party, I was crying. the release of all yeah. that tension. Because of you and you walking in with those pizzas.
Yeah, those pizzas. Yeah. And the pepperoni pizza that you favorite. Love and pepperoni pizza yeah. that you love. Uh-huh. And then whatever toppings your mistress who destroyed your
Maria.
Family
yeah.
Loves. And
later story.
Yeah, that's a whole... That's... Ugh. Cannot be less to do with...
There's nothing to do with
but also a direct link to exactly...
So yeah. you're arguably in your own deep undercover. You don't know if this is the CIA is operating you or you're just doing this on.
Or am I operating the CIA?
Right.
Am I in charge?
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
That's exactly right.
Right.
So, but a little time goes by and I'm thinking, you know, it's like the sad clown, right?
I don't know what that means.
It's like, well, like. I'm throwing parties for all everybody
oh,
in the CIA.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's throwing a party for me, right?
Right. Right.
I'm know, when is my party?
Can I? No one.
Well, that's yeah. I mean, that's what I found out
right.
until what happened was I stumbled. I was at the CIA clubhouse. And
where is the CIA clubhouse?
It's on right next to Port Authority.
Wow, that's smart.
Discreet.
That's smart. You would never.
Well, yeah,
think.
You would never guess.
Right.
It's like, do you know how they sometimes in Manhattan they'll be like the spy store.
Yeah.
And you think, well, that can't possibly be a spy store.
Right.
Why would they have a sign?
Right.
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 That's what it was like.
Right. So
CIA,
we say CIA clubhouse
VIP
outside.
Club.
VIP. And you would just say that can't possibly be the CIA.
Yeah, yeah. And then just walk right in.
Right.
It's all the CIA guys, right?
Just all your friends.
Everyone you know from the CIA is
right,
hanging out there.
Just having a good time.
And that's when I find some information on, do you know what Area 51 is?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Like
that's where they keep all the... Supposed to keep all the
aliens.
Yeah, well, that's what I found out the hard way. But I thought it was like the CIA's answer to Studio 54.
Oh, so you thought it was like a discotheque.
Yeah, then a place for me to cut loose, right?
Right, right, right.
So I'm thinking, now is my time.
Mm.
So I think that I basically totally could not have misunderstood any worse. Because I think they're throwing me a big party
right.
at this place, Area 51.
Out in the desert.
In New Mexico.
I think it's in Nevada?
Nevada, yeah. Nevada.
That, there was one in Nevada.
Oh, there's
yeah.
a...
Yeah, yeah.
There's a chain. It's a chain.
Well, sort of, yeah. There are a couple. Yeah, there's a couple. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I think you're thinking of the one that's near... Senior Frogs,
right next
to Senior Frogs,
and yeah.
Area 51,
yeah,
in Tucson.
Yeah, so I'm so pumped for this party. I go on a bender. Do you know what front loading is?
No.
It's when you just you know what front loading is.
I never.
It's
heard
when
of
you, does anyone know what front loading?
Sure.
It's when you have some drinks before you go to a party or dinner. Or
pre-gaming.
Yeah, pre-gaming. Same thing. It's the same thing. So I start pre-gaming for this party at Area 51.
Right. Well, like what, like that afternoon kind of thing.
No, a good two weeks in advance.
Oh, 2 weeks. Wow.
Yeah.
So this isn't just... I mean, are you drinking straight for 2 weeks?
Oh, my God. Yeah. It was nuts.
What
it
was the purpose
really
of
bad.
That? What was the purpose of that?
Just to, like, shake my nerves off.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Where did you have a drinking problem?
Because I hate surprises. Yeah, arguably, looking back on it, yeah.
You did have a drinking problem.
Yeah, look, totally.
Any drugs or just alcohol?
All the drugs, yeah.
All of them.
Yeah, and so finally, this went on for weeks, and I roll up in my van to Area 51.
Are the animatronics in the back of the
yeah,
van?
Yeah, because my animatronics
they go
transporting
with
van.
Right,
right,
right. Sure. Why else would you have a van?
Well, I didn't always... Sometimes I would have to fly, like if I was going to Prague with
sure.
the animatronics, I would just
check them in.
Check the animatronics.
I have a question. So you go through airport security with the animatronics?
Yeah.
What's that
just
like?
Check. Well, they would be like, oh my God, these are adorable, right? But But the first...
That's what security would say?
Yeah, they would melt. Like, they would be like all stern, like customs, like, you know. You know, because originally the animatronics guys were all like humans, like historical figures. There would be like Ben Franklin, the bass player.
Oh, like sure. Disney World.
Yeah, there would be, you know, name like another historical figure.
George Washington.
George Washington on drums, right?
Right.
And name another historical figure.
Ronald Reagan.
No, because that would have been
John Adams.
There would be John Adams on keyboards. Jesus Christ.
He was an actor before.
We know that.
We know what he was. Oh, God. We know what he was.
Yeah, but he didn't become a historical figure.
How could Ben Franklin and Richard Nixon, and Ronald Reagan be in the same band together? They weren't even alive at the same time.
No, yeah, it makes no sense. Jesus.
Sorry, Dave. So originally it was.
Yeah, and so these bodies, but then you check.
I can't wait to read the email about this tomorrow.
When you check a body in a case. That's red flags. Customs,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But when it's an adorable tiger playing a banjo,
right?
A hippopotamus, that's a xylophone with your teeth, whatever. That was a different band I had. I had a different setups for different.
Yeah.
And
you had more water-based animals.
If we were doing the party in Greece or whatever, I would have like a total. I might have a totally water-based band, you know. Anyway, but the reason I switched from humans to animals was to make it easier to get through customs. Yeah.
You know?
That's exactly right. But I'm sorry, I don't even know how we got.
Oh, sorry, I asked you how you got through security.
Yeah.
So you're really fucked up and drunk. And
oh, my God.
2 weeks before this party that you think is in your honor... At Area 51, which you believe is the party headquarters for the CIA.
I think it's like Party City of Area 51.
Right, in the middle of the desert.
Of the CIA. Right. Yeah. In the middle of the desert.
You pull up in your van.
Pull up in my van.
You get out.
Get out. I'm like falling down. You know?
Right.
It was only like, you know, because driving in the desert, that's like a 700 lane highway pretty much.
Sure.
And, you can just kind of zig. Right, you kind of see your destination.
I'm going there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you get there eventually,
right? Yeah, you do.
So it wasn't a big deal. And I got there, and I go in, and I go to, like, the commissary or whatever.
Right, the cafeteria.
And I'm just sort of like, when is this party going to start, right? And, you know, because I'm wasted. And
they're just, I'm sure everyone's just like, what's up with Dave?
Yeah, because they're like, this guy is normally a guy who really has his shit together. So they're really surprised. It's like, what's wrong, you know? This guy, he really seemed like he had his shit together.
Yeah, normally he's the guy playing with the animatronic band. He's got his shit together. Traveling around the world.
Totally, yeah.
You don't do that and not have your shit together.
Yeah, no, it's the whole thing is so.
You're in the commissary.
Yeah, I'm in the commissary.
Right.
I'm in the commissary. And
it sounds like you're trying to convince yourself that you're in the commissary.
I'm in the commissary, and I do, you know, this. I was sort of, there's an old thing that I came up in the college, actually.
Uh huh.
And it was just a sight gag, really.
Right.
But I had seen a lot of things I shouldn't have seen
at Area
51.
Like aliens and stuff?
Stuff maybe it was definitely
aliens. So there really are aliens there.
Yeah.
They exist.
I mean, it's just like
What else did you see?
I did this. There's this thing I did. It's a very funny joke with a hot dog. You take a hot dog and the joke is, do you have a bun for this, right?
I don't get it.
Well, it's been called crude before. I don't.
You take a hot dog and you say
you have a bun for this.
You're simplifying it.
Okay.
You're simplifying it a little.
Walk us through it.
Well, you gotta You gotta sort of
undo
undo your pants.
I see, you put it through your zipper.
Yeah, and you
and
say
you walk
you
up and you
say
you have a, because it looks like your penis.
That's exactly right.
That's funny.
Now, and it's one of those things like fool me once, shame on you. Right. Fool me twice, shame on me. Right. Yeah. So the joke would be that you know I would do it a couple times.
Sure.
And then on the third time, that wouldn't be a hot dog. Do you see my?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
It'd be your penis.
Because it's later in the night. People have had
well,
a few
drinks.
Well,
yeah. Also, you've been drinking for 2 weeks. So.
Drinking for
so
literally
you're, so you've walked into the commissary of Area 51 thinking it's a party headquarters. But it's
thinking,
not.
Sure, totally a party.
It's a military complex. And you've gone into the commissary. They have, I guess, like dirty water dogs, boiled dogs.
Yeah.
And you've taken a couple of them, and you put one through your zipper, and you walk up to friends of yours at tables or people you didn't know or...
Just different CIA guys.
So
really.
Who's ever having their dinner?
Yeah.
And you say, and you walk up, and the hot dogs hanging out, and you say, "Do you have a bun for that?"
Yeah.
Would you get a big laugh?
The first time it did.
Now the third time, when it's actually your penis, and you and you walk up, you say, "Do you have a bun for this?"
Yeah. Then I'm a criminal.
What? That's my question.
Even though it's arguably the exact same joke.
Right. So here's my question. What did they do? Did they arrest you? How does that work?
I was asked to turn in my badge.
Wow. It's hardcore.
They took the glass that I was using.
Wait. The what?
I had it's like sort of a tumbler. They asked for that back.
They just confiscated it.
Was that
it.
The CIA property or something? That they
yeah,
did?
It's had the CIA etched in it.
You got it. You
it
got
was. They had
the
different
gift,
ones
the
actually.
Shop?
They had one with the Fonz on it.
Sure.
And it would said CIA. That was a fun one.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you not have that one?
I didn't have that one.
Right.
I'd hope to get it.
So you. They took your badge. They took your tumbler.
They took my tumbler.
Did they just literally kick you out on your ass
they
in the middle of the desert?
They took my animatronic.
They took your band.
They took the band.
Sorry.
Yeah. That was probably the hardest.
Sounds
hardest
like
part of this.
The band broke up.
The band literally broke up because they smashed it
oh,
right
wow.
in front of me.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's so violent.
Yeah. It was really not cool. And I got back in my van, and I'm zigging and zagging all over. I don't know
they
what.
They let you drive?
For a couple hundred yards. Yeah. And then they took that away
all
from
right,
me.
All right, so, too. I mean, I'm imagining you just want to get out of there as fast as possible. This is a humiliation.
Yeah.
What happens?
I wind up in Sarasota, Florida.
Sure.
Because what do you do after you...
You go to Sarasota, Florida.
No, but after you... What do most people do after they get relieved of a high-level government position?
Probably go into a deep depression.
Go low.
Get another job? Try and get another job?
Write a book, go on a speaking tour.
Right. Did you do that?
No, I got a job as a stable boy.
A stable boy?
Sarasota.
In a horse, like horse stable boy.
In a horse place, yeah.
So what would you do? You clean the horses?
I did. What didn't I do? What you should ask me is what didn't I do?
What didn't you do?
I didn't ride the horses. They wouldn't let me. But I did everything from, it was a stud farm.
Oh my God!
So it was when
you say what didn't I do?
Yeah, there was a lot of days when I just came home, spackled and just.
Oh God!
Goodness gracious!
Yeah, and but we bred horses.
Uh huh.
We trained horse. We everything you could do with horse racing. And there, you know the different kinds of horses, right?
No, I don't.
There's female horse. That's the mare, right?
Mare, yeah.
Right. Then there's a male horse.
Sure.
That's a guy horse. And then there's also a gelding, right?
I don't know what a gelding is.
Gelding is where they take the testicles, like a neutered dog like a eunuch. Or it's like a horse without testicles, basically. It's called a gelding. But I am.
It's like a horse without testicles. It is a horse without
literally
testicles.
Literally, in most cases, a horse without testicles. Now, right. This place is super understaffed, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing the job of 10 men and a couple female horses, if you know what I mean.
You're jerking the horses
I'm
off?
I'm jerking off. Uh-huh. I'm doing it all.
Which I didn't know female horses could do that. But
well, yeah. How do you think horses jerked off before humans came along?
But apparently with their legs.
Yeah, like the little a hoof job, they call it. You've heard of it. Yeah. Hoof job.
Yeah, sure. This does not sound, but can I say something? You've fallen a mighty distance. This does not sound.
Oh my God.
It does not sound like a job.
Barely, aside from being drunk all the time,
yeah.
You would not have recognized me from back when I was in the CIA.
And drunk all the time.
Yeah. But I, but the gelding thing, what I want to say is without the testicles, I'm not, I shouldn't be laughing about it, but I misunderstood. And they said, turn this one into a gelding. I removed the penis, so it just had the balls. They could not have fired me fast enough. It was, oh my God.
So now you've kind of got two strikes.
I mean, oh my God.
You're kind of falling on a
hard
time. Yeah,
like it was one of those moments.
What year is this? What year is this?
This is getting into, it's like the late 70s by this point, right? Yeah, and it was like one of those things when I started like connecting the dots with the CIA. And then this where I cut horse's penis off. Mm-hmm. I was like, maybe the problem's me, right? Maybe I should have, maybe this is my moment.
Hang on. I think it's, first of all, very adult of you to say that. But I'm not just saying this because I'm your friend.
Yeah.
It's not just you.
It's not. Wait.
No, I think the CIA was wrong about the way they treated you.
Oh.
The horse thing probably was you, but...
Yeah, that was...
That was just an error.
Thankfully, they were able to... You'll be happy to hear reattach it.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah.
So there is...
It does have a happy ending.
So you get fired from the horse farm, horse place.
Oh, my God. They could not get rid of me fast enough.
Right. I can see why.
They say you get by with a little help from... In my case... Do you know who Gene Shalit is?
Gene Shalit?
Yeah.
The movie reviewer?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course I do.
Gene is a dear friend. And
that's amazing.
So I called him Collect.
Yeah.
And I said, Gene, you remember the thing at Area 51? And
right.
He's like, yeah, that was fucked up. So he's like, come on up to New York City.
Come on, Dave.
Yeah, come on. Come on. I give you 5 stars. He sends me money through Western Union to get a bus ticket up to his place.
Sorry, just really specific.
What?
Just how?
Oh, Western Union.
He transferred the money through Western Union.
Yeah. Well,
need to know that? I don't need to know that.
Yeah. Well, you go to the.
It almost sounds like you're trying to make the story feel more real by telling us that it was. What was it? It was Western Union. Just say, he wired me money and I went up to New York.
Okay, let's just put it that way. He wired me money.
I'm just saying.
And I went to New York.
All right.
This episode's actually sponsored by Western
Union.
That's
what I'm saying. You know, a promotional consideration has been paid by Western Union, and I tried to slip it in.
Kind of ruined it.
I didn't know that. Chris didn't tell me that Western
we
Union.
We're always getting new sponsors.
We are, and you guys always do this to me, where you slip it in, and you don't tell me, and then I pick it out as if like a dummy. And now I feel like a Western Union, I'm sorry, wherever you are.
Yeah, it's just...
It's a great service.
I think so.
It's an amazing service.
Chris, don't you think so?
Very practical.
I think it's a great service. Anyway, so I come up to New York City. I'm staying at Shalit's place. We're having literally the best time.
How can you not?
Yeah, I mean, he's got
a
like
funny guy.
Literally every movie on VHS. And it's just the best hangs we would have. You know, all of our friends over.
Like who? Who are your
like,
friends?
Debbie Reynolds.
Debbie Reynolds.
Felicia Rashad.
Probably a young Felicia Rashad.
A young Felicia Rashad.
Yeah.
Do you know the actor Gordon Jump?
No.
WKRP in Cincinnati. He's
yes.
a Maytag man.
Yeah, sure.
He came, Buddy Ebsen.
Buddy Ebsen.
Do you know? And Karl Lagerfeld.
Karl Lagerfeld.
Joel Grey.
Joel Grey. This is quite a party.
Yeah. Tony and Phil Esposito, hockey players.
Sure, sure.
We would just have these really great hangs.
This sounds almost like a salon.
Yeah, like it was a salon with like intellectuals.
Sure. I mean, obviously.
Exchanging ideas.
Right, right. And bon mots.
Bon. Yeah, we had that. Well, we have, a lot of desserts and stuff. So, yeah, we had those sometimes, I'm sure. Yeah, we did.
They're really good. They're tasty.
Yeah, they were soup. Oh, they're so good. Yeah. Have you ever had a bon mot? It's like a French dessert. And what happened was, anyway, I would stay at Shallots, had keys to the place. I could have, do whatever I want. Basically, I had the run of the place. But then he got pissed at me because something happened and
What happened?
It was just dumb. It wasn't even my fault.
I'm not
honestly
saying it's your fault. What happened?
Is it another sight gag?
No, it was like I was wondering what would happen if you flushed all the toilets in the place at the same time, right?
How many bathrooms do
you have? I always wondered what happened.
Yeah, exactly. You wonder. You wonder what happens. So he had about three bathrooms. Well, he had the servants' quarters. About four bathrooms.
So what are you doing? You're like running around flushing them all at the same time, or...?
Because I was home alone, I had rigged up a system. Uh-huh. It was like sort of a system of ropes.
Sure.
Just looking back on it, it was so regrettable, but basically it ripped a lot of the plumbing out of the wall.
Sure, sure, sure.
Attempted, flooded the place horribly.
Right.
Yeah, it was
so he comes home.
Flooded his place, flooded Walter Cronkite's below him. Mm-hmm. And I didn't, literally not hear the end of it.
Right.
It was just like endless on and on.
So did he kick you out, or
he made it so I couldn't be there if he wasn't there. That was the rule. So when he came home, he was like, you can come home now.
Right. So what would you do? How would you spend your days?
Where do you do in New York City when you have nowhere to go?
Central Park.
Library.
The library.
That's exactly the library. You go to the library.
You went to the library.
I went to the library and I would just read encyclopedias. I started with A and I got pretty far. And I just read. I was just such a voracious reader. Yeah. I read what else do they have? Books.
They have books, yeah.
They have magazines. I would read magazines. Some days I'd be like, I'm only going to read magazines.
I'm taking today off. I'm only reading magazines.
Only reading magazines today. Right. I'm only reading newspapers.
Right.
Right.
What about pamphlets?
They don't really have pamphlets. Have you been to a library? They don't really. That's more of a bus station.
Right.
Rest
you're right. You're right. You're right. Kind of like a
hotel, motel.
It's like things to do in.
Yeah. 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 Catalogs are, that's more home delivery. Do they have catalogs at the library?
Researching something, you're looking at a catalog.
I thought you meant like L.L. Bean and. You mean like the card catalog, like Dewey Decimal System. Yeah, they do have that. So I would go through.
By the way, that conflict resolution was great. The way you
it was.
Like we could all learn from that.
Yeah. And so, and like some days I would just go through the card catalog and be like, what's the first thing in here? Go read that. Finish that. Come back. What's the second thing in here? Right. Go read
you
that.
You had a lot of time.
Oh, my. Yeah. Well, Gene was like working like super long days.
He was on the Today Show.
Yeah.
So he's up at 4 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
And then he's doing like whatever else he's doing all day long.
Yeah, whatever he does all day. Yeah, he was doing all that.
So let's say he gets home around 6 or 7. So that's 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. you're in the library.
Right. That's a lot of library.
Yeah.
So I was just soaking up all this information.
Sure.
So much information.
Sure.
You're like a sponge.
But then apparently, one thing I did there, they're like, apparently that's against their rules. And, then I got asked to not
what,
come back.
What, like what?
I was taking pages from, do you know National Geographic?
Sure.
I was just removing pages that I fully intended to put back.
You mean of like, say, not clothed women and things like that? Or?
Some of them coincidentally would be on the other side of the page that I read.
Oh, ripping out for the article.
Yeah, but always because the coincidence was that there was a naked lady on the other side. Sure, they would. Sure.
They would make the assumption that that's why you had ripped it
out. They always made that assumption.
Right. But then you would turn around and say, no, it's the it's the article about the Pyrenees.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So that happened 8 or 12 times, and I was asked to not return to the
New York. So now you're kicked out of the
New York Public Library.
How low can you go? I mean, you're kicked out of the New York Public Library.
It gets worse.
What's that? How's that?
I got kicked out of not just that branch,
right?
The 42nd Street.
Sure, the big famous one.
The main, arguably, Bryant people Park think one. Of New York
they
Public
think of that
Library,
one, right.
And they're like, well, he must be.
Right, the one with the lions in front.
That library, right? But there's other libraries.
There are other libraries.
Yeah,
I was kicked.
I was
That's true.
Not allowed to go in.
Any of them. Wow.
They had my pics. They actually did an oil painting of me. That
they would do an oil painting in each library.
Yeah, just so there would be no chance.
How many is that? It must be like about 300 libraries.
Of oil paintings of me.
Of oil paintings of me.
There's a little gold thing at the bottom. Uh-huh. Say, do not under any circumstances.
It's gold?
Let this guy.
It's gold.
Yeah, it was like at the bottom of
a
the
little
frame.
Plaque,
of
like
plaque.
A plaque.
Do
it
not
says,
under any circumstances let this guy in.
It said, do not under any circumstances let this guy in? And then it's a picture of
no,
you.
No, then it said this guy, and then there's an asterisk. Uh-huh. And then under that, there was another gold plaque. Uh-huh. Asterisk, Dave Hill.
You know, it's funny. You would think the library would be more concise in the way they ban someone from the library.
Yeah, well, they're not perfect people.
No, they're not. They're not, obviously. No. They're kicking you out for...
Yeah, for nothing.
For nothing.
For literally not a one thing. So,
golly. So, what do you do now? You're gonna roam the streets.
What do you do when you've been kicked out of Gene Shalit's
in the daytime?
Nowhere to go. Yeah. You can't go to the library. Yeah. Where do you go? Hudson News.
Hudson News. The newspaper stalls.
Well, you're simplifying it. They sell newspapers. They sell books.
Right.
So, they're like, no more. They kicked me out of there, right?
They kicked you out of Hudson News.
Hudson News.
Why?
Something about you're not supposed to read the magazines.
Oh, one of them. I hate that. With your pants off.
Yeah, I don't remember their exact words.
I mean, I know that I would get chased out every once in a while. Like, look, you're going to buy it or, you know, you can't read it. You're going to buy it or read it, you know.
That's basically what they said.
But you didn't have your pants on.
That was another detail.
Yeah.
But so.
I can see that being a problem.
Anyway, so meanwhile, I get home. Chal and I were having one of our parties, right? It's me.
This is a strange relationship. You're not allowed in the house from 4 a.m. to, say, 6 p.m., but then when he comes home, he expects you to be there, and then you have your parties.
We would have the best time.
Right. Well, maybe absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Oh, my God. It was so fun.
Yeah.
So we get home, and he's like, clean up all your magazines and books and stuff and put them in a box.
Right.
Just put it all in one box, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. So he's what are like, what do you got in that box? You
oh
got
God, what don't I have? I have a... Time magazine. I have
Time magazine.
I have Outlaw Biker.
Uh-huh.
I have Jugs.
Uh-huh.
I have Gent, Home of the D Cups.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I have We. Uh-huh. I have High Society.
We.
I have Playboy. Uh-huh. I have Penthouse. Uh-huh. I have Black Tail.
Uh-huh.
I have Goat Cat Fancy.
Uh-huh. Give Dog Fancy?
I have Dog Fancy.
Yeah.
I have the L.L. Bean catalog. I have Grit. I had a lot of back issues of Grit.
Oh, you collected Grit magazine, newspaper.
Yeah, well, I was a
America's newspaper.
I was Grit's number one salesman.
Really?
Yeah, just last year. That's a show. That's a story for another time.
That is.
Anyway, so Gene Shalit's like, get all this porn, whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
In a box.
One box.
And that was my sort of eureka moment, right?
What do you mean?
What if we could have one box with all the information, all the pictures, all the stuff you could ever want,
and
right?
I don't follow.
And I was so sick of going into Hudson News and pulling up a magazine and them being like, sir.
What is this?
That's the section of the sophisticated.
The adult section. Yeah.
What if you could have a box with all this stuff in it?
Right. Just readily available.
That seems impossible. How
that's a lot. That seems like a lot of work.
So I go to the hardware store and I'm like, give me as many wires as you got.
Just wires. Just
give me whatever wires you got.
You mean like fishing wire?
Don't ask. Yeah, it was just like whatever wires you have. I want them.
Cabling and fishing wire.
Every wire they had at
and just clean
the
them out.
Hardware store. It's like, just give me it. I don't care. I don't care what it costs. Mm-hmm. I want it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So they gave me all the wires.
Right.
And then the only thing missing then is I needed a DeLorean. A DeLorean.
Why would you need, you mean the car?
Yeah.
Why would you need a DeLorean?
I had to hook up the DeLorean to the box of magazines.
Yeah.
And,
you mean hook it up like through with the wires?
Wires, yeah. And that's how I invented GeoCities.
GeoCities.
Yeah.
I remember GeoCities, yeah.
That's how it started.
That's how it all started.
GeoCities.
Yeah.
And then so it started off like the original internet once I got it up and running.
It sounds like it's gas powered.
Well, the
once I get it up and running, she runs pretty well.
Well, because it was like, it's funny you mention that, because I would inhale just so much gas and fumes just to like trying to get that. Eventually, I would start going.
That's like that sound when you would sign in the dialogue.
Oh, you're.
That was actually.
I mean, that sounded nothing
done in
like
tribute to me.
You mean like a
when so early
they,
internet?
So they made the modem sound in honor of you.
Yeah, that was.
Why? Because you. What does the gas have to do with that?
I would get so lightheaded and everything that while I would just start like sort of like speaking in tongues, almost. Like I would just go. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
wow.
That's basically
how you created the
internet. And then it caught on. Everyone was hearing about it because most of it was just taking place in a parking lot in Trenton.
Uh-huh.
And so
with
I was like,
was the DeLorean?
The DeLorean, uh-huh. The box of Jugs magazine, and whatever wires I could get my hands.
So when you got new issues of Jugs, would you just throw it in the box?
Yeah, just throw it in the box. It would all go in there.
So it was almost as if it was a whole a repository
of information.
Of information.
And pictures, yeah.
Right, well, mainly pictures.
Yeah, you're simplifying it, but yeah.
And then so you'd huff some gas. You'd start
in a word. Right. In a word, yeah.
Then you'd start the DeLorean.
Mm-hmm.
Then what would happen?
So I was like, how can we get this information spread out? Mm-hmm. We can't just be...
Yeah, you don't want to just be in this parking lot.
No. So then I was like, let's just burn it onto a CD. And that's how I created AOL. Yeah, you could get...
Oh, so all those CDs were just duplicates.
Yeah. The little running guy.
Sure.
That was actually me.
Huffing gas.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's essentially how we got where we are today. And all these years later, I have been banned from Twitter. So there you have it.
That is
Jim Biederman, everyone. Chris Gersbeck.
Dave Hill, History Fluffer, is recorded live at QED in Astoria, Queens. For tickets and more information, visit QEDAstoria.com.
For early access to ad-free episodes of Dave Hill History Fluffer and other incredible podcasts, become a Patreon subscriber for just $5 a month. Visit patreon.com/DaveHill to join.